In the United States, women take between 3 and 5 prescription drugs during their pregnancy, according to the Food and Drug Administration. Other women on prescription drugs want to breastfeed their babies. Millions of other women are trying to conceive. While the drugs might be needed to control anything from high blood pressure to diabetes or mental illnesses, they might harm a developing fetus or a nursing baby. Until now, a grading system classified drugs with letters A, B, C, D, and X, with A being the least risky, X being the most. But the March of Dimes medical director, Dr. Edward McCabe, says it was confusing.
The system that was used before was not informing either consumers or professionals.
Abilify, a drug used to help people with bipolar disorder, is a grade C drug, but nowhere on the container does it say this. And there are no studies in humans that show what effect this drug might have on a fetus or a nursing baby. In an online press release, the FDA says the 5-letter system will be replaced by new labels with more detailed, up-to-date information, so doctors can help their patients make better choices about the risks of certain drugs before and during pregnancy or while breastfeeding. The March of Dimes works to reduce birth defects and preterm births. Dr. McCabe welcomes the FDA's new ruling, but says what's really needed are more clinical trials and more research.
We need to really recognize that research benefits individuals. Not doing research on pregnant women, women of childbearing age, does not do a service to them. It does a disservice to them. There is a risk of not knowing information, and we need to work and see how we can do this safely. But then once we've determined that it's safe, if a drug is being used in pregnant women, we should be studying it.
Dr. McCabe says the real problem is that for many drugs, we don't have the information we need to make good choices. Carol Pearson, VOA News.